2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
major developments in the Salt Lake City mayor's race. Just minutes ago, the county clerk's latest numbers showed Luis Escamilla had surpassed Jim DeBacchus in the voting tally. That prompted DeBacchus to concede the race. I'm Maria Chaleos.
Second, stocks ended another roller coaster day, mostly higher on Wall Street. The Dow making up just a fraction of the ground it lost in that huge plunge yesterday. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain, America's lowest visa rate ever.
We're hearing from a KSL traffic trooper of a three-car crash that just happened on the corner of 5600 West 3rd South. We also have a nasty accident. It's a rollover, and it's affecting multiple directions of traffic, 4500 South and State. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mid-90s for highs today, then cooling down for the start of the weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
It's 94 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Scott Goldberg. We've just learned many new details about the gun massacre 2 weeks ago in Dayton, Ohio, including what kind of drugs were in the suspect's system.
Montgomery County Coroner Dr. Kenty Harshbarger says the gunman's weapon can be connected to all of the shooting deaths. However, two people were struck by police gunfire. One of those victims died but had already been hit by the assailant's weapon, according to the coroner. The other
did sustain additional subsequent gunshot wounds during the forced police law enforcement response.
The gunman testing positive for cocaine, an anti-anxiety drug, and alcohol. He suffered 52 gunshot wounds. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
In Elizabethton, Tennessee, authorities say a NASCAR driver is among those who survived a scare on a small plane. Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his wife both are okay after the private plane ran off the end of a runway and burst into flames. There's growing criticism of Israel's decision today to deny entry to two American congresswomen who were planning to visit the country. They were banned after President Trump urged Israel not to let them in.
The Palestinian president is slamming Israel's decision to bar Democratic House members Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib from visiting Israel and the West Bank. Mohammed Shtaya called the decision racist and incompatible with democracy. Dangerous is how one Israeli Arab lawmaker, Ahmed Tibi, put it. Lots of criticism also from Israeli politicians. Centrist Yair Lapid calling Netanyahu's ban a mistake that will only strengthen the boycott Israel movement and damage Israel's ties with the Democratic Party. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
U.S. climate scientists said today last month was a record breaker. July was the hottest month ever on this planet, 1.71 degrees Fahrenheit, warmer than the average over the last century. On Wall Street today, stocks bounced back a little. The Dow gained 99 points after it plunged 800 points yesterday. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
Back to school. Back to school. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
I like this music. Yeah. While most kids are preparing to go to a brand new classroom, there are a growing number of kids who are staying home. The number of homeschooled children in Utah has been rising steadily for years. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more in this in-depth report.
Sandy Grant has been homeschooling her children for the last 16 years. It started when her family lived in West Valley, and she didn't like the schools near her home.
Then we moved to Riverton, but by then I was already in love with homeschooling. I loved everything about it. My husband wanted them to try the school out here, and we did that for 1 year, and I just missed homeschooling.
The Daily Herald recently reported over 16,000 kids were homeschooled between 2015 and 2016 in Utah, compared to just over 7,000 in 2003. But even though many people love it, even some of homeschooling's biggest supporters say it's not for everyone. Utah Home Education Association Chair Nina Wolf says if a family already has problems, they should work on that before attempting homeschooling.
If a family is highly dysfunctional, they've got some real problems, homeschooling, I think, tends to give you more of what you have. If you have a good family, homeschooling can make it better.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:18. And before we get to traffic, we're hearing more about that fiery plane crash involving a private jet carrying NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt Jr. The plane skidded off a runway and crashed in North Carolina. It caught fire. First reports were that Earnhardt and his family are okay, but the fire chief in Elizabethtown, Tennessee, says that after the private plane crashed, Earnhardt was taken to the hospital, his condition unknown. Stay with us. Now, on to the traffic. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever, and here's Ricky Meese.
We have a new accident popping up in Utah County, southbound I-15 at the 800 North off-ramp in Orem. It is blocking a left lane of traffic, but no delays on I-15 on the main flow between the Point and Provo in Salt Lake County. Southbound traffic on I-15, just a little busy. Murray through Midvale. By the time you're hitting 90th South in Sandy, you're back to good speeds. Also, some slowing. This is going to be eastbound I-80 due to road work. Bangor Highway over to I-215's West Belt. And a crash reported by a KSL traffic trooper. And it may involve multiple vehicles, 5600 West at 300 South. Steve?
And we have a rollover crash with possible injuries in Murray. This is 45th South in State. Looks like two southbound right lanes are closed, and four eastbound left lanes are closed in that area. You may want to find an alternate and avoid it. Southbound Foothill Drive filling in a bit from 13th to 17th South. Northbound 15 still wide open from downtown. No issues. You're good to go up into Brigham. Southbound I-15 a little slow through Riverdale down into Sunset. It's Siegel Books back to basic sales. Save 40% on Ultimate Camis, $6.99. Ultimate Scoops, $8.99. An additional 20% off clearance price Sweet Salt Clothing at Siegel Book. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's the 7-day forecast from the KSL Weather Center.
Another warm one for us today. High temperature this afternoon heading up to 95 degrees under mostly sunny skies, but we will have a cooler air mass from the north and west. It's going to start to flow in this evening heading into the day on Friday, and what will happen is it will help cool our highs by about 5 to 7 degrees. So high on Friday, 90 degrees under partly cloudy skies, and Saturday back to mostly sunny skies but high of only 91. After that, we heat right back up. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week, sunny, highs in the upper 90s. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Right now, the Tour of Utah bike race is grinding its way toward North Salt Lake. And it's 94
Jack
degrees.
Kaplan's afternoon news, only on KSL News Radio.
Are you an overthinker? Hi, Rick Edelman here, host of the Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. In 3 decades of serving folks like you here at Edelman Financial Engines, we've met a lot of folks who were trapped because they were overthinking their financial decisions. We get it. This can be scary stuff. You work really hard and you make a lot of sacrifices to save all your money. And well, just imagine if you make a mistake. Bad investment choices, the wrong mortgage, incorrect insurance coverage. It's enough to keep anyone awake at night. So here are 2 pieces of advice to help you solve the problem. First, realize that most decisions can be changed. And second, it's not just you, it's we. You don't have to go it alone. Let us help you. You'll get our experience and our expertise. So call us at Edelman Financial Engines. It's one decision you don't have to overthink. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
If you see news, text us at the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. The number is 57500.
Utah is my first home, but my heart I just gave to Korea. I was the first person in the United States to receive a hepatitis C positive liver transplant without having hepatitis C before. I received a diseased liver, and after the transplant, they cured my new liver.
A. Scott Anderson, Intermountain Healthcare Chair Emeritus.
Helping people like Lorenzo requires harnessing advanced technologies or even developing them. The end results are thousands and thousands of Utahns living healthier lives.
People who have this liver condition, we're not sick enough to get a transplant early enough. So when they said, hey, we got a thing we haven't ever done before, but you'll get a liver really quick if this happens. Sign me up. Let's do this. It went flawlessly. And because of that, I'm living the life I want to live.
Watch Lorenzo's story or become a living organ donor by visiting our website, intermountain.health.
Amanda, this is one of my favorite times to watch baseball. I sort of get lost in the middle of a 160-game season, but when they're in the pennant race, when there are teams knocking on the door of playing in the wild card, I start to pay attention. I was sitting with my son the other day with the new Xfinity X1 voice remote, and I said, watch this, and I sports. Or I do MLB, and of course, baseball comes up with all the games you can watch and all the games that you can record. But there's another feature to this, and that is the sports app. This time of year, when you're watching the jockeying for positions in the standings, you can do it side by side with the ball game you're watching.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And once you have Xfinity, you can't go back to anything else because of that X1 voice remote and because of the Xfinity Stream app. And because for parents, the fact that I can shut my kids' internet off when I say is something that is just so important to me.
Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store and experience everything they have to offer. Restrictions apply.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio. Spotify is testing a price hike for its premium service. The test in Scandinavian markets, where they're boosting the cost of the family plan by 13%. If Norwegians suck it up and pay, you might end up paying more for Spotify here. KSL Drives, a new study by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, says knee airbags don't prevent injury. Turns out knee airbags can actually increase the risk of lower leg and right femur injuries. Maybe you've heard the new Apple credit card doesn't have any numbers. So you go buy something on the web. They ask for your credit card number. What are you supposed to do? It's tricky. Open the wallet app on your phone and they give you an ever-changing number to use. Security experts like it. On Wall Street today, stocks gave us a slight improvement from yesterday's huge nosedive. However, the market didn't recover fully. Walmart, Kellogg, Procter & Gamble all had decent days. The Dow jumped 99 points to 25,579. The S&P 500 rose 6 points. Meantime, the NASDAQ dropped 7. KSL News Time 3:26. Here's yet another reminder that people need to think before posting something inflammatory on social media.
Hector Fernando Fonseca might have just been bored as he sat in the airport in Houston waiting to board a flight to Guatemala. He posted on Snapchat a photo of himself with the words, "Blow this blank up," and a bomb emoji. When he returned to Houston, the 17-year-old found himself standing before a magistrate.
For the felony offense of terroristic threat.
Back at Fernando's school.
People don't really think before they post things, and they should start doing that a lot more.
Hector has said it was just a joke, but a conviction could land him in prison for 10 years. Jim Ryan, ABC News.